name for it. On the outside. I think the idea is this, until it's smoked, salted and smoked, it's called fresh side. Mm-hmm. And then I think either one of them were correct in that sense, you know. Mm-hmm. While it's fresh side, and then after it's cured, it's bacon.
Did you ever make scrapple?
I don't think we ever made it, but the Germans are great for that. They make it, and they use pretty near everything.
Everything in
the hog. Yeah, everything in the hog.
Now on the bacon, there's something you got to slice off. It's too tough. You got to cut off the outer cover there.
Well, the rind. That's the covering, the skin of a hog, you know.
If you let the meat stand around too long, it's apt to get...
it'll get tainted and... won't be very palatable.
Tainted.
Yeah, tainted.
If the butter stands around too long, the butter's apt to get...
it'll get tainted too.
Strong.
Strong, whatever you call it. Tainted is strong.
And sometimes they cut up the pork, grind up the pork, and they'll have...
sausage. Usually put scraps into that that I have to trim off here and there, and then some of the good meat too. Make good sausage.
You ever let milk stand around until it gets a little thick? Have a bowl of, what do you call that?
Clabber milk?
Clabber milk?
Well, we used to when we had milk, what we call raw milk. Mm-hmm. But today, with this homogenized milk and pasteurized milk, will not get that way.
Mm-hmm.
It'll just get bitter and strong, and still it doesn't clabber or anything. Gets a little heavier, but... it's not good. It isn't really fit to eat, I don't think, when it gets in that stage.
They don't use that then to make the cottage cheese?
No, that has to be made out of, fresh milk, and I don't believe they would go to the trouble of pasteurizing the milk they put into that.
Do you ever have another word for cottage cheese?
Dutch cheese.
Curd.
Curd is another one.
Use them both. Do you ever put a liquid on a pudding? Pour liquid on a pudding. If you do, what do you call a liquid?
Well, it's a sauce. What is it now?
You ever call it dip?
Well, dip, yes.
Never call it dope?
No.
My aunt uses
it. Well, it isn't dope. Dope is something that really isn't fit to use.
Really? She puts dope on ice cream. It makes a sundae. Chocolate dope.
Yeah, but well, it ought to be dip.
That's what our boy calls it.
It ought to be dip, you know. Well, he does that just for orneriness.
Orneriness, is that another word for stubbornness?
Stubbornness and orneriness are not just the same. A man can be pretty stubborn and still not be very ornery. Orneriness is this just deliberate meanness. Oh. Do it just to torment people, you know.
Torment, there's another one for you.
Got it.
We have that in our house.
You have a little fun here now if you like. I'd like you to hear you call the cows from pasture, if you would, for me. Just pretend there's some cows out there. You call them in, I'd like to know how
I don't know whether my voice will do it anymore or not. It's suka, suka. That's the way we used to call them. And animals all have more sense than most people give them credit to have. And they learn those things, and you don't want to fool them very many times or they won't answer you. Mm-hmm. Now, if you call them and they come, you've got something for them. Boy, they soon get so they remember when that call's given, just right out in the big pasture someplace. And they'll come up, come to you. They're just like you calling for a kid. Mm-hmm. They got something for them. Well, they come in a hurry, usually.
Usually.
And if you don't have anything for them, why, I get so they wouldn't mind you at all.
What would you say to the cow to make it stand still when you're milking?
Well, so boss is what they usually do.
That's about that low, so boss.
So bossy, so bossy. Yeah, don't get loud with it because that might frighten the cow. But cows get so they...